Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Joined us. My name is Ken Page.
And I'm Dr. Nancy Nestor. Our topic for this week's show, it's the walk-in experience. We'll also touch a little bit on channeling. For those of you who'd like to know who we are and read more about the work that we do, you can visit our website. It's www.kenpage.com. Everything that we talk about can always be found there on our website. You can always email us as well, office@kenpage.com. So what's a walk-in? Well, there's lots of definitions for a walk-in. One of the first definitions that most people understand about what a walk-in experience is, and this is a common definition that we found from reading and listening to a lot of different individuals in what they think it is, that's where a soul leaves one person's body and another soul comes in and takes over. So other writings suggest that a walk-in could be a merging of a physical body with another soul so that a complete soul exchange is not necessary.
Now, have we ever seen a complete soul change? I have to tell you, no. Because that person still held on to some of its friends, some of the people he loved, some of its past. And if we had a soul exchange, we would have a new person completely. So I've never seen it. But I've seen aspects of things that have changed, but never complete.
So in our opinion, walk-ins are really aspect shifts, dimensional overlays, and soul integration. So, okay, the common definition of a walk-in says that one day a soul or another spirit takes over your body. So your soul leaves, another spirit moves in. Now, wouldn't that feel like it was a complete death and a rebirth? If we're under trauma, if we've had a tremendous psychic change or a spiritual experience in our life, wouldn't that feel something similar? Couldn't each of us then be called a walk-in because we've had a different exchange of information, because we've changed?
Well, what happens is when we become aware, and awareness is the largest challenge for each one of us in our life. If tomorrow I woke up and my awareness expanded, I would not be the same person I was. Could I call it a walk-in? Sure. Is it a walk-in or is it awareness? So these things are so confusing. And I'm telling you, the world out there can call it many different things, and it's just their ideas. Awareness is something extremely large because the next day I wake up, my awareness changed. And the next day when I wake up, my awareness changed. So I'm always going through a change of who I am, not knowing exactly who I am because I wasn't the same person that I went to sleep. Could we call that a soul replacement or a soul change?
A walk-in experience was popularized by a very famous writer. Her name was Ruth Montgomery. She was actually one of the first people to write about and popularize that walk-in experience. And she did that back in, I think, 1979. And in her opinion, when a spirit was wanting or needing to occupy a fully functioning physical body for a particular purpose, and a live person was choosing to either end their life, then they would make an agreement or make an exchange, and then everything occurred. Now, the agreement apparently is made at the subconscious level or even at the soul contract planning stage. In other words, when both souls were still with Source or with Creator before either one of the physical body had been born. So if this concept is valid, if you can accept the way that this concept appears in those writings and what was actually popularized and has been the common denominator for so many years, the new being, in other words, the soul that now comes in and occupies, takes over the physical body, while still having memories of that physical body's past, there'd be no attachment to that history. So what's the difference then? What's the difference between a walk-in and a soul integration? Well, we think each of us really is a walk-in. Here's some questions that just ask yourself right now. Is there a part of me that's still with Source? So what if you became conscious of the part of you that's still with Creator God or still with Source, and that part of you became conscious of you? That's what Ken was talking about, awareness. So maybe both aspects of you begin exchanging energy, and then you would actually be experiencing both realities. So Ken's very fond of saying, okay, so I'm looking at this 13-inch TV screen, and I get used to looking at this 13-inch screen, and then my awareness changes when somebody brings in a 19-inch television. It's like, wow. And then I get used to looking at that 19-inch television screen. So what if there's an aspect of you that exists in every other dimension, every other plane of reality?
Yeah, but that's such a large thought, okay? And I haven't met very many people that can even wrap their minds around that. What if you're a radio receiver? And what if you keep changing stations? And every time you change stations, there is a different kind of information or awareness or the way you look at things. But see, so many times we want to call it walk-ins. And some people get paralyzed by these things. They get to say, I'm a walk-in, and I've done this in the past life, and I've done this in the past life, and I was a king, I was a queen, I was this, and I came from that place. And that is their whole life, is what they wrapped around their past and can say it's a walk-in to show and validate themselves now.
Unfortunately, we find that with a lot of our clients and people that we've worked with in thousands and thousands and thousands of sessions. If you've listened to our shows, you know we work all over the world. And we hear stories, and the stories that our clients tell us are all different aspects of themselves, memories that they have, but they're just different pieces of themselves. And that's what we call soul integration. It's aspects of one soul coming together. So each part of us that exists in another plane or exists in another dimension or exists in another reality, yes, sounds like a really large concept, but let's narrow it down a little bit. If a part of me, still with God, a part of me that was fragmented off when I was a child, tiny baby, we don't know, that part of me recognizes me and I recognize that part of me. We remember the purpose of our one soul, and we begin to come together. I could feel so different. I have changed in so many ways, and then here comes another challenge, because the more we change, the more challenges we have with our way of knowing. So if another aspect or another soul comes in, I might think it's something totally foreign, something totally different, because I don't always agree with the way it makes me feel, because I'm changing.
Now, many of us have taken trips all over the world. Many of us have gone to Sedona, or have you gone to the Great Pyramids, or have you gone to very special spiritual places or enlightened places. And we received a download when we were there, some information, some insight, some knowing, some awareness happened to us. Did that change us? Yes. Could you go back to the way you were? No. Does that upset you? No. But when it comes to the people we love and we want to be close to, it could. Because if you change, somehow that relationship's going to change in some way. Is that a piece of us? Yes. Did that place we go and got that memory and got that insight change our awareness or change our body or change our vibration to where we started picking up some different kind of insights?
So is this an alternative reality, or is it really an inner knowing that we received information that was downloaded to us that we didn't know before or didn't know that we knew because, like a file sitting somewhere in some obscure program, We got the information when we asked the question, but our conscious mind, our linear way of thinking, couldn't accept all of the information at that time. So, another little piece of information happens.
Do you know when you ask higher self a question, you get all the answers that have ever been given to the question? Well, how many of you could accept that? It'd be like me getting downloaded with a billion different answers to my one question. Who would overwhelm me? But would I start to integrate all those different knowings? And maybe it would take me a year or 2 years, and all of a sudden I would get a bigger picture or an understanding of it.
Well, if we had all that information, it would not only overwhelm us, we would be rejecting it. Because we'd say, well, I can't handle that. We'd say, wait a minute, I only asked one question. All I want right now is the answer to my one question. Don't give me other stuff and confuse me even further, because my awareness is my 19-inch television. And don't start bringing in no, 36-inch yet, because I'm still looking at my 19. Let me get used to this information. That's what we're talking about
here. But is your higher self or source or your creative self or your other soul fragment of yourself understand that you're limited, or does it give you everything, that all the information it has on whatever question you have?
So then there's the rub, as they say. So what's the difference? What's the difference in soul integration, other aspects of ourselves coming together, a walk-in, new awareness, expanded change? What's the difference in all of that? Each one of us wake up today and we feel different than we did yesterday. Why wouldn't we? We've got a different awareness of our whole life experience, plus everything we experienced yesterday. And if we were with someone else and they were going through an experience, we not only got our experience, but their experience as well. So then I wake up today and I'm changed. I'm different than I was yesterday. So guess what? I have to now redefine who I am all over again. And we're all doing this.
But
we're redefining ourselves every single day.
But I'm redefining myself, but it's not based on my past. So I can no longer use my past to define me. Now, listen, that's very, very important. I cannot use my past to define me. All I'm saying to you is you're more than your past. Therefore, your future would not be like your past. Your future can be something different if you choose. So I no longer need my past to define me. And guess what? I no longer need another person to define me. I am more than my past. I am more than other people in my relationships in the past.
All we're saying is that if we continually look to the past to validate who I am right now, I am who I am because this happened to me. I am who I am because I am with this person. I am who I am because I have this job, because I have this career, because I've had these learnings, because I've been to this workshop, because. And then you're down the yellow brick road and you don't know where you are. So here I am in this reality. If I rely on everything that got me here, it might limit me. So while we don't suggest that you define yourself just on your past, recognize that your past has prepared you today for today.
And all that means
and that's
is,
all it does is it just prepares us for today.
It just means you're more than your past.
Yeah, we're not limited by, this is my career because, or I can't do this because, or my mother said I shouldn't because.
But when we go and visit our parents, don't they hold us in the way that they have perceived us in the past? So that you start becoming like they want you to become, and that's how they're holding you. And there are people holding you all in your past. And at some point, we no longer need them to hold us that way or define us that way. We are more than our past. But boy, many times though I hear how people still perceive me based on how I was back when I was 18 or 19 or 16, and that's the only way they can hold me. That's the only way they know I exist. They don't know how I am now, at my age now, or who I am, or what I am. They still have limitations, and are the limitations they put on themselves. Yeah, they're still holding us based on how they're holding themselves in that pocket. You can go back to some relatives, and I swear it looks like you went in a time tunnel, and it was 30 years ago, and it's the same house, the same room, it's the same place. They're acting the same. Nothing's changed. They are actually frozen in a time bubble of their past.
Well, I think most of us can agree that we see this in our close family and in our, gosh, everybody gets together for Christmas or everybody gets together for some major holiday or someone's, you know, 90th birthday, and everybody remembers how the person was when they got together 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 years before that, or even 6 months before that. Well, we're changing so fast and shifting so rapidly, more awareness comes in, and more awareness brings more awareness. If you're open to receiving new information, you're going to even receive more new information. And that newer information and the depth of it is going to change you even further. So that 6 months ago, yes, you might have been looking at your 13-inch TV, and today you've got a 36-inch TV. That's how expanded your awareness can be. And your awareness can expand as fast as you can take it in, as fast as you can allow yourself to change. So that alternative reality, that inner knowing, is not only just a possibility, it is an unlimiting future that you have for yourself. We're not saying that a walk-in doesn't exist. After all, there's, you know, what, 6 billion plus people on the planet, and everybody has their own belief system. So if everybody has their own belief system, then we accept what is truth for other people. We have to lead ourselves to then ask another question. Why is everyone so quick to follow the ideas of other people? You know, sometimes we're attracted to individuals that we think can help us just so that we don't feel so strange or so weird about ourselves. You know, just because we're different than others doesn't mean we're farther out and we don't have to hang out with others just to feel okay with ourselves. So if we can look around us and we can see that there are individuals in society that are functioning and they're healthy and in their relationships they're doing okay, then we can use our discernment and we can say, all right, this individual is saying something that I can relate to. And then I can maybe take that in. So maybe that's more to add to your own awareness system. So when we're saying you don't need your past to define who you are, that makes you different. Because each time you become aware and each time you remember something more and more information comes in, you are different.
I could tell you scientifically why you're all minorities, including myself, okay? So if we have 6.5 billion people in the world and we have 270 million in the United States, if you multiply or divide that out, we have 4%. So the United States represents 4% of the population of the world. Can you imagine that? Now, you take that 4%. How many are metaphysical or think of ideas like this or allow themselves to be aware or allow themselves to be different than anyone else? I'll bet you it comes out to, what, 0.00001, and then you wonder, why am I different? Well, you're different because you're thinking or acting in a whole different vibration than others. Others meaning people who are in strict religions, other in strict relationship, strict ideas, can't allow anything.
What about cultures? There are some cultures that are so rigid and strict that that free thinking is not allowed, not at all. So you're asking questions. You're asking questions of yourself. You're asking questions of your higher self. You're listening to these radio shows. You are looking to explore who you are and find your own awareness. That makes you different.
There are many cultures today, in our world today, that would kill you, that would eliminate you if you were to have some thoughts or allow yourself to expand to all you could be. And you could not, and they could not restrict or control you. They would actually eliminate you.
So now, you're asking these questions, you're getting this awareness, you're getting different information, you're becoming aware of what you're creating. Now, information begins to come in from every direction. Well, that could feel a little overwhelming sometimes. And the reason is because the more aware you are of your own processes, the faster it seems time is going, because there's no time to process what you're in before another process comes along. You have one experience, you're aware of it, you're aware you've created it, and you have to process it. Well, boom, here comes another experience that you're aware of, that you've created, that you have to process. So pretty soon, another process comes along, you change again. Pretty soon, your processes begin to back up. Backing up processes can create chaos.
And we all know when we get into chaos.
Yeah.
It's like everything is just it's like you're standing and you're standing back and you're watching the world and it looks like it's doing goofy things, things you don't understand, things that make no sense, things that are actually ridiculous, but it's happening all over the place.
Even if you try to stand still, you can't. Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about this process of walk-in and soul integration and becoming consciously aware. So make sure you stay tuned to The Way It Works so we can continue talking about all of this with you.
Now we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors. And their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now it even gets better than that. Because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319. 1-706-219-1319. HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Welcome back to The Way It Works. Today we've been talking about walk-ins, and this is a really important subject for us because this is just, I believe, awareness and our spiritual evolvement. And the other thing is, we are really doing the best we can to lay the basics down because we feel 90% of all the issues people have, they can work out with the basics. But it's really interesting because this is one of the first books we wrote 17 years ago that we're kind of working out of as a workbook. Our latest stuff that we wrote last year is completely different. So it's like we're sharing something with you, and then we have to say, oh, I want you to erase all this because I really want to share you what I believe. So we're kind of in a place of compromise and trying to stay balanced. Not that we're any more evolved than you. Maybe all we've done is ask more questions.
You know, we get to ask questions a lot because when we're working with clients, we ask questions.
Well, if they say something and it's complete something you've never heard before,
we get to be curious.
Wouldn't you ask another question? Okay? So just say, where did that come from? Or where did you learn that? Or how did you come to that conclusion? Or where did that come from in your awareness?
See, all of that gives us more knowing and more knowledge, and that lets us ask different questions. So the next time someone in a session or someone in a workshop or someone that we meet says something, we have some awareness of it, but maybe they say it in a different way. You know, even the same information that you get from another person will be perceived in a different way. And we find that all the time because we all perceive things. We hear it in different ways. We see it. We feel it. We sense it. And our awareness is ready for it when we get there. All of you are perfect in where you are.
We become concerned when people get frozen or stuck in some idea and they can't get past the idea. Okay, because now the idea has finally defined them, and the idea is better than any idea they've ever had in the past because they're more in alignment with it, and they can't let go of the idea now because they're frozen in that thought or that paradigm.
That one definition, you know.
Yeah.
It's the story. And we've talked about this before in our shows, and we've written a lot of stuff, go on our website, there's articles and newsletters about the story. You know, it's her story and my story and history. His story is history. And that's what it is. Our stories are our history. And that's how we find many individuals actually become damaged by their past, because they hold on to ideas that once define them, or they remain around others that don't want them to change. They can't seem to break free to allow themselves to release whatever the energy is that's trapped them in their past so that they can enjoy their present day reality.
You know,
they're not in the moment. They're not present. Most of them is either regretting or thinking or you know, wishing the past hadn't happened or wishing they could change something.
So what we've come to realize in our latest writing is maybe these are pieces of us stuck that are out of time, like a piece of you from the past fragmented off, got caught up in an energy and could not get out. Well, would we in this lifetime get into that energy, into that vibration, to find a missing piece of us? And what if a missing piece of you integrated? Would that be called a soul fragment? Yes. So it's just a piece of you out of time that when it comes in, you expand and your awareness expands. You're a different vibration. And does that make sense to you? Well, yeah, I guess that could happen. I know missing pieces have happened when I was little. Part of me said it wasn't safe. Part of me said I didn't want to be here, and part of me left. Why wouldn't part of you leave a long time ago? So maybe this is just integrating all the pieces of us.
So if the energy pieces of us that were stuck in previous patterns or previous experiences, if we could find them, release the energy hold on them in the past, find them, reintegrate them, you know, soul integration, rebirthing, soul fragmentation. Those are all aspects of us all coming into what we call ascension. For most individuals, it's about ascension. I'm going to move to another dimension. I'm going to experience the third dimension, the fourth dimension, the fifth dimension. Well, what if it's more a factor of ascension, of all of my pieces coming together so I recognize all the different aspects of me, wherever I've left them, wherever they were, in however way that I'm experiencing it, and I bring all of them back to me. If I could release all of them from their energetic patterns in their old time, how would I feel? What would that make me feel? Might make you scared, but it might also make you feel empty. Well, we had one client who she felt so empty, it scared her. But then she came up with a better definition for it. She called it a quiet mind. She said, my mind is so quiet. My mind is so still. But then she got scared because she thought that if her mind was so quiet, that everything, even the yuck stuff that she had gotten rid of from her past, was going to come in and fill all that quietness because it was empty.
Could it happen?
Out of control.
Could it happen? No, because she wasn't the same person she was in the past. But we don't realize that. If you let go of all the different emotions or any things that you're holding on to from the past, who would you be?
Well, she went looking for them. I have to tell you this. She went looking for those past energy patterns, and she couldn't find them. She was free to make new choices because there wasn't any need for her to control all the old feelings. She felt everything for the first time.
And what does that mean? That means there is no more karma. If you did not react to your past and you were just witnessing it, was not reacting to it, there would be no more karma. What would that mean? There would be no more dharma. Dharma is based on karma, meaning your future. That all it means is I could create something new, not recreating anything in the past that I was tired of or had been holding me or I had been stuck in. I can move forward in a different way to where maybe I could have anything I chose in my life.
So isn't that exciting? I mean, just the very thought of that is expansive. Karma and dharma changes the moment you expand. The moment you realize time, as you've known it in the past, is not linear and doesn't exist. And you can become holographic. That means you're more than just your who you are.
Okay, but you know, holographic is such a confusing state. What does that mean? It means many levels of awareness. And we're just trying to release our past so we can recreate in a different way based on our future. So we'll create a different way. Being holographic means that we become more aware, more expansive.
That's that 36-inch TV that actually gets to go to the 60-inch TV.
But that's scary, because guess what? You don't know what's going to happen, because you have no experience with it. So what do we have to get back to? Basics. We have to get back to working out, to eating right, to sleeping right, to resting, to meditating, to do the things we really need to find quiet mind so we can be in expansive space.
So we can also remind ourselves that being in the moment gives us a choice of creating the next moment, not regretting or looking or being in the past.
Okay.
So we're going to talk some more about this walk-in experience after we have a short commercial break. So stay tuned to The Way It Works right here.
And we'll be right back.
www.kenpage.com is your source for books, DVDs, and CDs that provide information to create your own safe space. Books such as the bestseller The Way It Works, offering the basics on energy and providing necessary groundwork for the dynamics of daily life. The Heart of Soul Healing, which was 18 years in the making and is the training guide for a 9-day intensive course. The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, which includes 8 full-color charts depicting the soul's evolution. Learn to Help Your Animal Friends with DVDs that provide techniques to develop empathetic connections and demonstrate how to clear, balance, and heal animals. The Art of Heaven on Earth, a DVD weekend workshop, and the Living Light Breath DVD to help you be less reactive are available together with CDs of Sacred Toning and Holographic Healing by Ken Page. Visit www.kenpage.com to locate products to help you heal your life and those you love.
A good life is essential, and that's why I listen to HealthyLife.net. And for nutritional support for me and my family, my business goes to HealthyLife.net affiliate, GNC LiveWell. It's the trusted name in the vitamin and supplement industry. And that's essential when you're the one responsible for your good health and the well-being of your family. GNC LiveWell has a multitude of convenient locations near you, and is always open on the internet at GNC.com. GNC LiveWell, the name says it all.
Heart and Soul Healing is a way to energetically release old emotions that trigger patterns today. Both Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor offer workshops throughout the year in many locations around the world. Visit KenPage.com for a complete calendar of events. Create your own heaven on earth by attending one of their events with topics such as staying healthy in an unhealthy world, conscious creation from the heart, relationships and the modalities of communication, and more. You can also attend their all-encompassing 9-day intensive course where you are provided with all the tools to free yourself from your past. During this intensive, you learn the wisdom from your ancient mystery schools and find out firsthand how to expand your awareness. This is the most comprehensive course about oneness, compassion, consciousness, and energy on the planet today. Whether it's a workshop, lecture, or course that you are interested in, find it all at www.kenpage.com.
Web radio for your life. HealthyLife.net.
talking about walk-in and walk-in experience. Now we want to share with you information about walk-ins and what channeling might be, okay?
So here's a question you can ask yourself based on what we've been talking about. Are you a walk-in?
I think yes.
Are you a walk-through?
Whoa, what does that mean? That means I'm a walk-in, or a piece of me, of my past is integrated with me, and now it's a part of me, and it just continues through me. I don't need to, it doesn't hold me in place, like a piece of you holding.
And are you a walk-out?
Meaning, do I need to have that piece and to integrate with that piece anymore, or can I let it go, or can I walk through it?
Yeah, because see, so many of us throughout our lives have said, I don't want to be here anymore, or I don't want to do this anymore. And a little piece of us may have walked out at that time.
So what we try to do, this whole thing with walk-ins, is we try to just look at it every different way possible. We look at it this way, and then we let it go, and we come from it another angle and look at it, and then we come from another angle and look at it, and we come from every different direction we can to see if we can get the bigger picture of what this might be for us and how to put it in terms that we can understand.
See, there's actually no one story that we haven't heard at least 100 times after all the stories that we've listened to, and all we want to do is help you understand and integrate the information that you already have within yourself so that you can trust yourself. Because when you can trust the information that you're getting, you can reconnect to your higher self. So here's some more questions for you. Are you from the past?
Well, I think we are from the past. And what does the past mean? It means a piece of me that happened. And I don't care if it, what we consider it, past lives, past times, past whatever it is. Did a piece of me from the past integrate with me today, and now I have that awareness, and can I change my past? So what does it mean when you have to heal yourself? Let's just answer. What does it mean when you have to heal yourself? Does it mean you have to heal your entire past? And what happens when you heal that past and no longer react to that energy that had been controlling or defining you? Then that piece of you integrates with you, and you have a compassion for the past, meaning you can change the past with that compassion, and that releases you.
So then you then ask, so are you from the future? And how many of you heard yes in your head at the end of that statement? So then I can ask, okay, are you from the Pleiades, or are you from Atlantis, or are you from any other star, solar system? And so many of you would probably say yes to that. So if I were to say, and have you lived in other dimensions, you'd probably get the very first thought in your head would be yes.
All you have to do is, have you ever been a part of Source? Well, if that is a yes, then that would mean other dimensions. So we can't look at dimensions as a scary thing or a higher thing, or as we move up the chain, we get into higher dimensions. If you've been about a source, you've been in every dimension.
So therefore, have you always had a human body? And your answer would be no. And most of us know that we have experiences that we can remember, deja vu experiences. I've never been here. I've never done this before. How come I know so much about it? Well, maybe you were watching. You were part of Source, and you were experiencing, and there's that other dimensional experience. And that's how you already know what you know, but you certainly don't remember it in this physical existence.
Or comparing it to anything that's ever happened to you in the physical experience.
So have you experienced everything that there is to experience? And your answer would be yes, because you are existing in so many different realities, in so many different dimensions. We just talked about how you experience everything through the experiences of Creator Source, even before you were physical.
Do you know what we call all this? If you want a simple, one single word, do you know what we call that? Oneness. If you become one, then you have experienced everything that's ever been created. Can you imagine that, or can you allow yourself to even grasp that? So this whole thing about oneness is such a large word that encompasses so much.
Well, I know oneness is a simple word, You know, for some people it might be easier to accept that you're from the Pleiades or you're from Venus or you're from Mars or... Because, I mean, if you're sitting around with a bunch of other people and everybody's all new age, hip, and they've got their buzzwords or their keywords, and they're all telling you why they're different, and yet they're special because they're strange, and then it's your turn. And you say, well, here I am. I'm becoming one with everything and everyone. Well, that might not be too hip. After all, that's not very dramatic a statement because everyone says, oh, I'm one. But has anyone ever really looked at what being one means, the vastness of all knowing. I mean, that's how being one is. And being one isn't just, oh, I'm one because I'm love and light. Being one means I'm one with everything. Everything created, everything that ever existed, everything that ever will exist, everything that man has made, that's oneness, the vastness of oneness.
But
I
guess
woke
what?
Up one morning and I told Ken, you know, I think the next book has to be oneness. There's so much information there, you know, because I am you and you are me and we are all together in this one place called oneness.
But what if in the past I have experienced? So let's say that in the past I experienced war. And in that war, I was victimized. In another war, I was the one, the perpetrator, hurting others. So I have experienced every single experience within war in my past. What does that do for me? It gives me a level of compassion for all creation of war. Do you realize that's a vibration? That's a frequency that enlightens me? So I am not judgment. I don't want to create it. I'm not judging. I have compassion for those who are in it. And with that compassion brings a new vibration that allows them to change if they want to.
So the more you can accept that you are one, the easier it will be for you to accept that different aspects of yourself existing in other spaces and places and dimensions and realities and with source and pieces of you that left when you were in trauma or pieces of you that you want to reintegrate. All of that is bringing oneness back to you. That's all it means. So does it matter if you're a walk-in? No. Does through? No. Or a walkout? No. The only thing that matters is you get to stop worrying about what you should be doing and what you have to be doing. Just get happy. Get yourself together.
And do the things you love to do.
Yeah, do the things you love to do.
So, okay, now we're going to be taking another short break. Just be right back.
Make sure you stay tuned to The Way It Works here on HealthyLife.net because in our next segment, we're going to share a story with you.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319, 1-706-219-1319.
Attention, Kmart shoppers. Now you get Kmart on HealthyLife.net. Kmart carries over 70,000 items like Martha Stewart's Everyday Products, Apparel by Jacqueline Smith, Joe Boxer, Route 66, Appliances, Jewelry, and more. Everything you need. Plus, you'll get exciting weekly promotions. Go to HealthyLife.net's homepage and click on Kmart, and then you're there. And you even avoided the crowds.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
The Bright Side of Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to The Way It Works. Today we've been talking about the walking experience. Now we want to talk a little bit about the walking experience with channeling. Now channeling is, think of this, if a piece of me, a fragment or a portion came into me, would I receive information different? And what if I was to give that information out that I was receiving different, would that be channeling? Yes. It would just be like turning your TV or your radio station to another station. And with that, you got different information. And then you would need to channel it or to give it out to others. Now, here's the problem. Here's not a problem. Here's a challenge. Many times, I would have to call that something other than me so others would listen. Who in the heck wants to listen to Ken Page? I'd rather listen to Michael the Archangel or to something profound or something great or something that everyone knows. But guess what? That's what you're channeling. You are channeling that information. So just think of it as vibrations within the bigger picture, the oneness, and you receive a piece of that and integrate it, and with that integration is the knowing of that information which you feel that you want to give to others. If you saw somebody in dire need, wouldn't you want to tell them how to get out or how to change their life or how for them to evolve? So it's almost like something you feel like you're stuck with and you need to give to others so they can help them.
So all of the information that you get is yours for you. If it resonates with you, you can accept it. Remember, we always encourage that you use your own discernment on any information and always make sure that you know that it's from higher self and it's just not your ego talking, too.
And that means nobody, the information you're going to get will not hurt you
right.
or hurt anyone in any way. It's an information that's showing you how you can evolve and you can be aware of things in a gentler and in a larger way, a larger picture. So let's go ahead and talk to us about this last part, honey.
Well, we've got a story that we want to share with you. She's a really good friend of ours. She's one of our dear, delightful, we love her. Her name's Faith Rinoli. She lives in Denver, Colorado. She also has a radio show right here on HealthyLife.net. She shared an experience with us, and we asked her to write about it, and we put it in one of our books. It's also on a newsletter on our website, and here it is. I'm going to read it to you. She says, I'm the president of an organization that was initially begun in 1993 as a vehicle for walk-ins to come together with their experiences. WE International has now evolved into a newer, more accepting philosophy that includes anyone and everyone of like consciousness who wishes to further their own spiritual path by walking their walk and living their truth. The term walk-in has so many definitions for so many different individuals. For me, all that term does is explain why I don't understand my childhood or feel connected to my past or why I have gaps in my memory. I know that I was the soul that experienced that childhood that created the framework for my experiences in this lifetime. But am I what is known as a soul braid or a soul exchange or a soul twin, a walk-in? Well, there's no answer to that question. My own philosophy doesn't seem to wrap around those definitions because they're limited. I feel I've always been another aspect of the individual known as faith, and for a while I think I lived in another dimension. The connection has always existed, for we're just aspects of the same soul, but we occupied different space in different times. I'm one of Faith's multidimensional selves, and she's one of my multidimensional selves. I remember the experience we first came together, where we first remembered each other, that allowed for complete integration. Faith was in a place where she was saying she no longer wanted to live, she didn't want to be here on Earth any longer. Circumstances in her life were not wonderful, and so she was asking to leave. My dimensional self was in need of a safe place, and I had experience in working with conscious evolution on a universal scale, so Earth was the perfect place for me. But to feel safe, I created an illusion that I would come to Earth and hide, because I believed that I would be truly hidden for a while. I couldn't have been comfortable with that thought or come into alignment with the concept of different dimensional aspects of the same soul if I had not come to terms with the reality that I am safe wherever I am, and Earth is just as safe as any other place. But it took me quite a while to accept that fact. Integration allowed me to review the contracts that Faith had made and determine if I could complete those choices. I remember looking at my own body on the floor of the hotel room. As she exhaled, that aspect of her felt like it left, and within that moment I inhaled, and my soul's aspect of the same person moved into the body on the floor. And my first reaction was, wow, this is such a small space. I looked at my hands and my arms and my fingers, and the body that I was inhabiting was full of alcohol and was a part of me that wanted no part of that. I feel this is maybe why I felt so distant and unconnected, not fully imprinted for such a long time. I also don't know whether my soul's aspect was ever human before, although I think I recall visiting Earth in the past. Well, 19 years later, I found myself on the brink of coming out of my self-imposed cocoon of hiding to become whom I am, within my own power, my own inner knowing. The universe through my eyes is different than the universe through your eyes, because each of us has our own unique view of existence. On some level, I know I'm going to be teaching and writing and lecturing and working with others who may be interested in what I can share or what I can offer. And on another level, my work involves assisting individuals to hold their fear in one hand and hold love for themselves in the other hand, so they can find a balance within that space of unconditional love of self and unconditional compassion. I have firsthand knowledge of what I call a walk-in experience, and my job is to remind people you're more than who you think you are, and to show by my example the true human experience of expansiveness. Each of us is truly a doorway to the other aspects of our soul. Interconnection of our individual soul aspects enriches the whole of us and nurtures us at the same time. So often I might kick or scream or say, I just want to go fishing. Yet I know I can help others remember the truth of who they really are just by being me, by accepting the job that my soul chose to accomplish at this time in my body. It's different for all of us, so there's no judgments by any of us on the choices that are made by any of us. We're all master creators doing exactly what we're meant to be doing. Otherwise, we'd be doing something else. So don't get caught up in all the labels and all the drama. You're here now. And what will you do with your experience in this lifetime? For me in this moment, it's a good day. I'm going to go outside and walk my dog in the sunshine. Now, that story was written in 2004.
Right.
And, you know, here we are 4 years later, and that has grown to such an expansiveness within Rinaldi, an incredible human person, and we hope that sharing that story from one person shows you that it doesn't matter if you're a walk-in or what you call yourself. Don't be limited by those definitions.
Heart and soul healing is a way to energetically release old emotions that trigger patterns today. Both Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor offer workshops throughout the year in many locations around the world. Visit KenPage.com for a complete calendar of events. Create your own heaven on earth by attending one of their events with topics such as staying healthy in an unhealthy world, conscious creation from the heart,
relationships, and the modalities of communication, and more. You can also attend their all-encompassing 9-day intensive course where you are provided with all the tools to free yourself from your past. During this intensive, you learn the wisdom from your ancient mystery schools and find out firsthand how to expand your awareness. This is the most comprehensive course about oneness, compassion, consciousness, and energy on the planet today. Whether it's a workshop, lecture, or course that you are interested in, find it all at www.kenpage.com. www.kenpage.com is your source for books, DVDs, and CDs that provide information to create your own safe space. Books such as the bestseller The Way It Works, offering the basics on energy and providing necessary groundwork for the dynamics of daily life. The Heart of Soul Healing, which was 18 years in the making and is the training guide for a 9-day intensive course. The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, which includes 8 full-color charts depicting the soul's evolution. Learn to Help Your Animal Friends with DVDs that provide techniques to develop empathetic connections and demonstrate how to clear, balance, and heal animals. The Art of Heaven on Earth, a DVD weekend workshop, and the Living Light Breath DVD to help you be less reactive are available together with CDs of Sacred Toning and Holographic Healing by Ken Page. Visit www.kenpage.com to locate products to help you heal your life and those you love.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Thanks for being with us today. We hope you enjoyed the information in this show. You can listen in every Thursday at 12 noon Pacific time, 3 o'clock Eastern time. Remember, everything that we talk about can always be found on our website, www.kenpage.com. If you email us at office@kenpage.com, we'll send you a free book, The Way It Works, to the first 10 people. We'd love to hear from you. Give us some feedback.
This is Ken Page and Nancy Nestor. Many blessings.